Cloudy? Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think Candace has something really good for us.
Oh, yeah.
I see the light on the old X-Pod over there, so I think that she's got something good for us.
Oh, yeah.
You are, yes you are, you are. Praise God. That was a blessing to you.
Oh, yeah.
Usually so annoyed I'm afraid to say anything. It's Jesus.
Amen.
She kept saying what?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And God, all the answers are always yes and amen.
Amen.
Right? It's kind of interesting, because if you talk to some of the Messianic Jews, when they say the name of Jesus, they say Yeshua. All right? Which is a variation of Joshua, which is what we call it, very incomplete transliteration. They say Yeshua, which sounds awful lot like yes you are. Yes you are. I think they say Yeshua, but anyway. Okay, we're continuing our study of the events before the crucifixion. We're looking at John 14. We finally made it to John 14. John 14, it starts off by saying, that's the first verse. Well, there may be something missing. Anybody see what's missing?
Maybe what now? Read it.
This is the first verse.
Yeah.
There may be something missing. Do you see anything missing?
Where are you?
You. Okay. Jesus is talking to his disciples, and really we're probably not going to get past the first three verses today if we get that far. It may just be the first two or the first one, I don't know, but we'll see. So he says, let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid. Oh, that's not in there though. Where did that come from? Neither let them be afraid. That's not in that verse.
Is that another translation?
No. That's actually in verse 27 of 14. Okay. Now one of the things about this, he says, don't be troubled. And if you look in the New Testament, you'll find that the word troubled is often associated with the word afraid. So somebody could look up Matthew 14:26, and then somebody else could look up Luke 1:12. Don't everybody get the same one? Okay.
Ready for Matthew?
Matthew 14:26.
And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried for fear.
Fear. Okay, they were troubled, and they were afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Luke 1:12? This is when Zacharias was in the temple, and his angel appeared to him to tell him that he was going to have a son. And Zachariah's kind of freaked out. But you can imagine.
At that age, you would too.
Yeah.
When Zachariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him.
And fear fell upon him. He's troubled and afraid. Usually those two words go together. But Jesus is saying, don't be troubled. All right? He says, you believe in God, believe also in me. Okay, so somebody help me with believe. What do we know about believe? What's your favorite verse about believe? You have a favorite verse about believe? What do you know about
Mark 11:21 or 22,
I think. Okay. You can look it up, we'll wait.
Mark 11. Verse 22, Jesus answered and said, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, then whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast to the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Boy. We were all good Baptists. We believed every word in this Bible. But we believed that verse, our world would look totally different, wouldn't it? There wouldn't be cranes running around and bulldozers and ditch diggers. We'd just speak to that stuff, that dirt and that lube, right? That seems to be what it's saying, right? I like that. Believe, you use the word faith.
Yeah.
Right? If you remember now, I'm going to go over this real quick. That's the word translated believe. Mm-hmm. Okay, in the Bible. I think that's the right spelling. This is the word for faith. And I may have these backward. But pistis and pistio, okay? These, they're the same word. One's a noun, one's a verb. It's exactly the same word. Okay? We have believe and we have faith. Some people want to say they're two different words. But not in the Greek. They're exactly the same word. Okay? So don't get tripped up on that when you read believe and faith in the Bible. Well, believe is different than faith. I got to have faith here and I need to believe over here. That's the same thing. Okay? And that verse has them both in there, right? As faith and believe. All right? So that's important. Believe. But you know, they had the same problem with the word believe that we have today. That surprised me. I knew we had a problem with it in English, but as I got to looking at it, we have the same problem they had with the word believe. Look at James 2:19. Who's got that? Whoever's got that, James 2:19-20.
James 2:19-20,
yeah.
But Mary kept all these things.
Whoa, James.
James.
I'm sorry. Who's got it? You got it, David?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thou believest there is one God, and thou dost well. The devils also believe and tremble.
And 20.
Not 20. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So, what can we pick up from these two verses?
Faith without works is dead.
Faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. He says, first off, believe has one meaning, which is, oh, I simply believe that something exists. I simply believe that there is a God. Mm-hmm. Okay? So there's one thing to say, I believe that there's a God. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, a lot of people believe there's a God, but they sure don't live like it. They don't live like they believe it, right? Yeah. And if you really believed there was a God, you'd change what you're doing to please Him, right? He's your creator. He expects something from you, right? So there's a simple, yes, I believe that, whatever, all right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't act on that belief, mm-hmm. okay, there's another step of belief, all right? So we got two definitions of belief. We can say, I believe, you know, da-da-da, the sky is red, or something, I believe it's going to rain this afternoon,
yeah.
all right? But if you don't take an umbrella out with you,
yeah.
you see, uh-huh. that's another, you know, if you really believed it's going to rain, you would take an umbrella with you.
Faith yeah. is supplying what you believe.
Supplying what you believe, exactly, okay? So we have two levels of belief in English, right? In our word, we believe can mean, oh, I believe that the sun is hot, you know, or whatever, you know. But it's another step of believing. Put sunscreen on, you know, before you go out in it, or you know, put on a shirt or something, you know. So they had the same problem. Okay, so he says you believe in God, all right. You believe God, mm-hmm. right? Believe also what?
Mm-hmm.
Me. Jesus said, believe, if you believe God, you should believe me. Mm-hmm. Believe God, you should believe me. All right? So, that ties right into the next verse. So, somebody want to read John 14, 2.
My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you.
Okay. Of course, I left out. I left out a little bit there. But just look at this for a minute. He says, in my Father's house are many rooms. I'm going to go and prepare a what? A place for you. And the following verse is what? Verse 3.
3. And if I don't prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
I will come again, all right, to receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. All right, so let's kind of look at this. He says, I want you to believe me when I say this. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid, okay? You believe what God says, well, believe what I say. And then this kind of harkens back to something we talked about earlier. You know, God said, this is my beloved son, listen to him. Remember? Okay, so in my Father's house are many rooms or mansions, the French translation. I go to prepare a place for you. And I will come again to receive you unto myself. Why do we need a place? Anybody know why we need a place? Well, he's got to go and get a place ready for us. Apparently there's not a place ready for us. He had to go and do that. Well, probably a good thing. Because we need a place to go, don't we? We need a place to go.
Isn't that what a husband does? When
yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Isn't that
way up? That's exactly right. He goes to prepare a place for his wife. So they got a place that they can stay, right? You know, living out on the street or walking around, you know. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's look at this prepare a place a little bit. We'll get into end time stuff. If Revelation 20, 11, and 21, 1, we'll just jump over a chapter. Whoever's got Revelation 20. You got that, David? Mm-hmm. Go ahead and read it.
And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war.
Oh, my. Okay, I must have given you the wrong verse. Let me
Oh, my bad. I was reading 19.
Okay.
2011.
2011.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I saw a great white horse, and on him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
Whoa. There's no place for what?
Them.
What? There's no place for what?
Them.
For what?
Says them.
Them. What is them? What is it talking about?
The ones
that are not.
Hey, look at the verse. What's it? It's in the verse.
And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away.
The earth and heaven fled away.
Yeah. And there was no place for the earth or the heavens.
The earth and heaven. There was no place for the earth and the heaven. Right? We got that. There's no place for them. There's going to be a great white throne judgment, and earth and heaven are going to flee away, and there's going to be no place. Wouldn't want to be married to that husband. No place. No place for them. Well, what's going to happen to those things? Oh, wait a minute. If heaven and earth goes away, where are we going to be?
It's a place prepared for us.
Turn the page, or whatever. Turn the chapter. It's 21:1. Reads 21:1. David, you got it right there.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.
We got a new heaven and a new earth. Mm-hmm. But the old one passed away. There's no place for it. Gone kaput. Something happened to it. Mm-hmm. Right? So who's going to be on the new heaven and new earth?
Those that believe.
The believers, right. Yeah, we read on in Revelation there, we find out that the holy city from God, the new Jerusalem, is going to come down like a bride adorned for her husband. What bride?
The bride of Christ.
The bride of Christ. There you go. The husband is left to prepare a place. Back in those days, they would make the contract. They would become engaged, betrothed. And then the husband would leave the wife. And he would go and prepare a place for them to live. And when he had prepared the place, whenever that was, that's when he came to the bride and they had the wedding. Mm-hmm. Okay? And you find references to that all throughout the New Testament. All right? Mm-hmm. So, the husband is gone to prepare a place. Mm-hmm. All right? For us to be. Because the place where we are is soon going to be?
No place.
Nowhere. Yeah, it's going to be nowhere. It's going to be nowhere. It's going to flee away. Right? We're going to need a place to be. So he's going to prepare a place. Now, if somebody could look at, let's see. Let's go to 2 Peter 3. Look at 9 and 10. Read verse 10 first.
10 first. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Verse 9 now.
Yeah, but back, just a minute. That's what's going to happen to this earth and heaven, isn't it? The old earth and heaven, that's what's going to happen to them on that day of the Lord. Now back up one and read 9.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men would count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Okay. What promise is he talking about? What promise is he talking about?
His second coming.
I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You will have a place. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And he's not slack like some concerning that promise.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But he is what? What did you say?
Not willing that any should perish.
Not willing that any should perish.
Mm-hmm. So he's giving us time.
He's giving us time to bring in all the folks
into the
body, okay? Reach out and evangelize folks. Tell people about God. Tell people about Jesus. Tell them the gospel, good news. And then give everybody a chance to come in. That's good, right? That's a good way. I'm glad you waited 2,000 years. If you hadn't, I might not be here. Right? You might not be here if he'd have said, okay, 1,800 years is enough. Just do it. Wait a minute. All right. So, anyway. So we'll stop there. Time's run out. But this is Jesus. This is the promise. This is the promise. There's a lot of promises in the Bible. The promise of the Holy Spirit. But this is the promise. You will have a place. Yes. Heaven and earth are going to pass away. This heaven and earth. But he's got a new place prepared for us. So we won't be out going, ooh, where are we living? I don't have a car to sleep in. All right. Father, we thank you so much for loving us. We ask you to bless this food and our fellowship together. May the food nourish and strengthen our bodies. May our fellowship uplift our hearts towards you, Father. Father, we pray for everyone who preaches the gospel today. May he speak the truth in love. May everyone be edified, and may you be glorified. Amen.
Add Mary to your list of prayers.
Mary?
Yeah, she had operation on her knee.
Ooh. Oh.
It was just correcting something.
I think it was
her knee.
You know what, her, she's evangelizing
wherever
she's at.
Amen.
Well, she's at home. Just
outpatient.
Whatever, you know.
Okay. Wow. All right. All right. Father, remember Mary. Father, may you give her healing.
Quick recovery.
And may your word pour forth from her as it has in the past, even more so in the future.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Hmm. There you go. Whatever.
Something smells yummy.
Good. We get 2 pieces, not more.
Okay.
That's good, Ray. I love them. I will come again.
Yes.
Come on, come. 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 Come.
Come. Come.
Come. Come. Come. Come. Come. Come. Come.
Okay.
And see if I can get more of those.